Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The state's frontline health workers look set to join teachers in ramping up industrial action as they fight for better pay and conditions. The Health Services Union to hold a mass meeting on May 1st to discuss action, including strict rules on finish times, breaks and overtime. Premier Roger Cook says he wants to work with the union on a positive outcome.
Yeah, the HSU represent around 22,000 members that are doing great work on behalf of the community and our public hospitals. We obviously want to be able to reward them.
A new national model for school discipline is set to be rolled out this year to crack down on students' behaviour in the classroom. It'll cover things like how to line up, stay quiet, sit and listen. Education Minister Jason Clare says it'll give teachers the skills needed to better control the room.
Ultimately, it's up to the individual teacher, the principal and school to determine the sort of discipline response that they roll out. This is about providing teachers with the skills that they can use, the practical steps to make sure that where disruptive behaviour happens, they can put it to an end.
A potential fix to the relentless power outages in the regions. Early fault detection systems have been created, which could locate issues on the power network before they fail. IND Technology founder Alan Wong says it could save lives.
The risk of bushfires started by power lines, especially in some of the regional area, power line running through forests and regions with heavy vegetation. This is an urgent issue that needs to be fixed.
In sport, it was a doubleheader for the Southwest Slammers this weekend. The men's side recording two losses in the Anzac round, going down to Lakeside Lightning 92-83 on Friday night. Slammers copping its second defeat Saturday night, losing out by 20 points to Joondalup Wolves. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.